Next, we got the man of the hour. We got Soldier Hard, and hopefully we got S. Hobbs calling in, or will be on soon. If he's not on, Hobbs, call back in, bro. We got a full, we got full lines here right now, so let's bring you on. SH, how you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Boone? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, another day trying to earn a dollar, man. This song is just blowing up. It's getting bigger, bigger, bigger. I know the story about it, but let's get just 20 seconds. Give me the story. I'm going to play the song. I'll bring you back. Hopefully Hobbs will have called in by then, and we'll finish up with him.
Sounds good.
So tell me about the song. I know the story, but tell America.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty much, you know, everyone knows, you know, Michael Warren's Twitters, you know what I mean? Of course, everyone has their right to their own opinion. They have freedom of speech and everything like that. But, you know, we have our freedom of speech, too. So, and we're subject matter experts of recording, putting everything on music. So instead of us going on our Facebook page and typing it up, we're going to let it be known and make music about it so everybody can hear it, you know, to hear our response. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool. You know, we just something that we're just not going to put up with. I know I'm not.
No, it's
we just don't do that. We're not going to lay down a rifle down and just let you get away with it.
No, not we don't have to, because we got a whole we got the Warfighter Nation behind us. Let's play the song. This is Warfighter Intervention with Redcon, presented by Redcon One Music, by Soldier Hard, Stephen Hobbs, featuring Boone Cutler.
What the f*** is this? Oh, hell no. Let me call my warfighters over.
Redcon One Music.
Hey, yo, Boone, what's up, man?
Soldier Hard. Yeah, you got a minute?
Yeah, what's up?
Let's have one response for the warfighter community, and then we'll give these trolls their full measure of neglect.
Okay, I'm gonna call up SDOT real quick.
I'll be there in about an hour.
Too easy.
Back again with a pen and a notepad. When I'm done, Michael Moore gon' need some Prozac. Still speaking on a topic he don't understand. But he ain't never been to war in a foreign land. I bet his uncle in his grave doing somersaults. He done got the wrong warfighter pissed off. Now it's time to blast off on this clown. Let the whole world know you run your mouth, it's going down. I don't think you really know what a coward is. And honestly, you just sound like a sour beer. I'm getting tired of celebrities running their mouth, especially when it's something they know nothing about. As for you, Seth Rogen, this a warning shot. Got them sweating like Michael Moore trying to do a squat. First off, close your mouth and please pay attention. It's time to have another warfighter intervention. You don't know what it means to wear my dog tags and see your brother sent home in a body bag.
First off, close your mouth and pay attention. It's time to have another warfighter intervention. You don't know what it means to walk in our boots. When it's time to go to war, you stay
I'm
here.
Michael Moore talking, keep on giving opinions. So I gotta fire back on the message he's sending. Like a sniper on them, build them, quote unquote, they cowards. Try walking in our boots on our darkest hour. Yeah. This my freedom of speech, so my anger decreased. How you talk about war and you never deployed overseas? Please, and now you rethink and retweet. Backpedaling what you speak on thin ice, you will see. Even Seth Rogen running his mouth, talking warfighter topics that some y'all know about. Keep that mouth closed, yeah, no more next time. Mr. Moore looking like the pops on the Family Guy. Clint Eastwood wanna kick your ass. He's a warfighter too, y'all could kiss our ass. Go play in traffic, shut your mouth and pay attention. And listen good to my warfighter intervention.
First off, close your mouth and please pay attention. It's time to have another warfighter intervention. You don't know what it means to wear my dog tags and see your brother sent home in a body bag.
First off, close your mouth and pay attention. It's time to have another warfighter intervention. You don't know what it means to walk in our boots. When it's time to go to war, you stay mute.
Now, I know people are going to say, hey, wait a minute, Boone. I thought you guys say you fought for freedom of speech. Well, we do. They had their free speech, and this is a free response. Now, this isn't the first time that somebody in the national media has decided to do something derogatory against warfighters or the warfighter community for some kind of, media attention or hype. But we're kind of tired of your hype. We take it personal. We love our community. We love our families. And what you're doing is wrong. From now on, Redcon One, myself, the entire warfighter community, here's how we're going to do this. We're going to play it smart. You throw some trash out there against us, every time you do it, we're going to spin it. We're going to turn water to wine. We're going to turn your derogatory trash into cash for the warfighter community and give it to a charity. That's how we do it. All the way. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen.
and that was the world premiere of Warfighter Intervention. We got Stephen Hobbs. Steve, are you on the phone, Hobbs?
Yeah, man. What's up, Boone?
Hey, thank you so much for doing this song. SH was just on a second ago. I want to get some of your feeling of it. This project comes to you. What's your first response?
When he first hit me up, I'd already seen kind of what had happened. I didn't know we were going to do anything about it because I'd already told SH that I was trying to stay away from, like, the diss tracks because, you know, as you know, that's how my fame and all that came about was the whole Soulja Boy diss. But when it happened, you know, me and Jeff, we got on that three-way call, and we kind of talked about turning it into a Warfighter Intervention-type track, kind of throwing a warning shot at all the celebrities that, you know, might in the future or even now might have thoughts of opening their mouth. about stuff they know nothing about. So, I mean, they can look at our track record. They can look at Redcon 1. They can look at what we did to Soulja Boy. Look at what we did to Lil Wayne and now Michael Moore and Seth Rogen. And they can see, you know, if you say something, we're going to say something back. And it's not going to be on a lower level because we can
hit it now because we got a little bit of social capital and we're going to spend it. This is Tipping Point Boone Cutler. We'll be right back with Stephen Hobbs and Soulja Heart. Hot. This is Tipping Point with Boone Cutler. Big show today going into the 10 o'clock hour. Right now, we have still got on the holdover Stephen Hobbs and also Soulja Heart talking about their new song, Warfighter Intervention. Guys, I'm running this song through the entire show all day long. All the guests have heard it. Everybody's commenting on it. A lot of support for it. Dean Cain came out yesterday, said he enjoyed the song. Scotty Collins loves the song. Jack Scalia says he loves the song. Everybody loves the song. We got, you know, Marty Stovlin. We got Leo Jenkins coming on next with the Havoc Journal segment. Everybody loves the song. SH, when and where can they buy it?
Stephen Hobbs, you got that information?
Yeah, you can get it on iTunes, Amazon. I mean, just about anywhere you can buy normal music. It's not anything, you know, it's not anything special. Like, you can hop on iTunes right now, search Warfighter Intervention, and it's the only thing that pops up right there.
I love it. 99 cents, and half the proceeds go back to the Chris Carl Frog Foundation. The rest of the proceeds, SH, why don't you tell people, because I want to make sure we maintain everybody's confidence.
Yeah, definitely. The rest of the money we're going to put into an actual music video for it. You know, and we got this amazing video edit guy, and he's going to do like a cartoonish type, make it funny type thing. So that's what we got planned right now.
Yeah, outstanding. And we're also going to put it into more music with Redcon 1. We're going to back the operations I'm doing. And we're flipping the script. They want to create some publicity with this trash hype, and we're going to turn it to treasure because we are the warfighter community that has come back from war and will do greater things here than what we did over there. And what we did over there was extraordinary. Do you agree?
I agree, 100%.
Outstanding. Hobbs, man, I love what you do. Give a shout out to anybody you want to right now and just give some love, man.
Hey, I'm just going to give a shout out to my daughter, Layla Grace Hobbs. She's in the other room taking a nap right now, so that's the only shout out I got, man.
I love it. I love it. See, America, we're single dads out here. Dean Cain was on the line earlier. I want to thank him again for coming on the show because he's a single dad. He spends his weekends with his son, but he was willing to come on the show today. His son's also a big supporter of the warfighter community. Stephen Hobbs, a single dad doing his thing. He is a warfighter. See, America, we're not the people you think we are. We take care of our own. We take care of our kids. And we just, I mean, we're good people. You need to get smart with it. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thank you.
All the way.